It's the Rick Emerson radio program. It's 503-733-2970. Scotty is typing this on the screen. Rick, this just in. Gladys Knight became a Mormon today. Thanks, Scotty. I don't think that's true, by the way. Gladys Knight has been Mormon for a long time. Like 10 years. Pam said it. Well, I appreciate Pam weighing in with that. I'm pretty sure that Gladys Knight has been a Mormon for like 10, 12 years. Just so you know, I know my celebrity Mormons. Merlin Olsen, Mormon. Gordon Jump from WKRP, Mormon. 503-733-2970. Let's welcome now to the... Because it's been almost a day since I played. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. From FilmFeverRadio.com, Scott Daly. Hello, sir.
Hi. I just want to say this. You are not 6 feet tall.
Okay, listen, you sons of bitches.
I'm sorry, but you're not.
Okay.
There's no way.
I'm 6'6", and I'm a good 7-8 inches taller.
You know, I'm going to read you this email right now.
All right.
This email says... Wait, hold on. This is the one... I'm 5'10", and I have a picture from a listener party of us side-by-side. I do not have a picture here at work to send in the proof, but I remember you being taller. You are also a skinny bastard, and I can believe you are a 31-inch waist. And this is not from myself. It's from a guy named Matt, something. I won't give his last name, but a guy named Matt.
You may be taller than 5'10", but you're not 6 feet.
He is not 6 feet. And you know what? I've been shoe shopping with you, and you get things with, like, little heels.
Aw. I'm a delicate man.
No, your boots always have, like, heels on them.
Rick, those shoes have a good inch and a half heel on them right now.
Condi Rice and I shop at the same time. So when you're saying am I stocking feet, you believe me to be perhaps 5'11".
I would say 5'10".
Okay.
Yeah, 5'10". Maybe 5'11", but 6 feet, no.
Okay, how tall are you?
6'6".
You're not 6'6".
Yes,
you're not 6 inches tall.
I am. No, I'm not. You're right.
Bam. Before we do anything, let's quickly get through these calls. Some people have been very patient with us here. Alex, hello, sir.
Hey, man.
Hey, what's up?
I know I've been waiting a long time, like I've got nothing to do, but, you know.
That's okay. No,
I love the show, dude.
Thank you. It's been a busy day, so I apologize. Thank you for holding.
First of all, I do want to ask a question. Isn't it coming up on 10 years since you've actually come to Portland?
It's going to be 9 years. In 2007, it'll be 9 years. Because it was 98 that I came here.
Okay, sorry for the side.
It just seems like an eternity.
Way back when I did call in, you were Scotty was making comments about the road.
About James Kim, yes.
Yeah, I do think he is the new Jolie. You're absolutely right.
No, he's Jolie with a sack.
Please,
you're right.
Please keep asking questions. This is awesome.
No, I do feel the suburban perspective with Scotty J.
Absolutely.
Scotty is typing on the screen. These liberal listeners piss me off.
Hey, I do want to say...
As we should.
Yeah. Alex,
Portland is pretty close to... San Francisco is as close to the mountains as Portland is, I think. So the fact that he was from California, he probably wouldn't have four-wheel drive is just a pretty amazing comment, too.
No, that's the other thing about... Well, and you... That's totally some of that. Well, he had those San Francisco values, Rick. I mean, that's really what this is. This is a lot of, like, he's from San Francisco. Therefore, it's okay that he drives into the mountains.
I spent 4 days last week in Medford, and I don't know if anyone spent any particular time in Medford, but the radio stations down there, there's a lot of right wing and a lot of Christian talk down there, so my choices were very limited.
Yeah.
However, I did hear a Portland local talk show host who broadcasts throughout the whole state,
mm-hmm.
who is extremely right wing, and I think we all know who we're talking about.
Does he look like a sack of flour with little beady eyes?
He does, and his first name mirrors the drummer of Metallica. Anyway, he said this exact same thing. Thursday or Friday, because this is all big news all over, especially down Medford. What Scotty J said today.
Lars is just ripping off Scotty J.
That's right. Lars called Scotty J to get the official word, and that was so it is written. So
Scotty
it is, so.
Just faxes his thoughts to Lars every morning.
A think tank.
Yeah, seriously.
For the Rotary Breakfast, the Elmers.
Alex,
I have one more, one more observation, and then I'll let you go, man. But,
yes.
I thought it was awesome when you were interviewing Tracy Guns yesterday, and you asked him what life was like on the Sunset Strip back in the 80s, and then you went and witnessed it.
Totally. Well, because that's the thing, as I was saying the other day, that it's like living through the grunge explosion. You can go back and listen to the records and watch the videos and whatever, but if you're not around in the culture,
And lo and behold, it was still alive backstage at the LA Guns concert.
And I gotta say though, and Sarah's totally right about this. It was like we had just fallen through a wormhole into some other decade. And I don't say that. And if people know me, they know this. I don't say that in like a smirky way. I mean, you know, different eras of music are different, and there's no one that's really better than another. But it was like something. And as a guy who grew up in that era, it was amazing. And you're right. It's like you were just beamed into a video where there's just strippers and pool tables and cigarettes and whiskey and guys just swigging alcohol where they rock on the guitar and dudes covered in tattoos and people saying, "Are you ready to rock?" And I mean, it was badass. It really was.
I love this country.
So do I, sir. Are you spreading the word about this program?
Absolutely. Have been for a long time.
Thank you, Alex.
You since you first got here and was bitching about how all the roads are twisted up.
Thank you. Call us anytime.
Okay.
Right, there you go. Thank you. That's Alex. Chris, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Oh, damn. I miss Kyle. He was quiet. He only spoke when you asked him to speak.
Then listen to this. Scotty is typing in the screen. Caller is ass.
Caller is Boba Fett. He'll kick your ass.
Seriously.
Yeah, I was just calling, letting you know that it was snowing over here in Vancouver, over off of 205 in Mill Plain.
Uh-huh.
And we got about a quarter inch of it, and you know, you get a little bit of the fallout, and people act like idiots.
Well, that's what I'm seeing. That's the thing is, I don't drive. I don't fear driving on the snow. I fear driving with people. Like the other day, yesterday, because it was Thursday, and it was raining, and it took me like a good 40 minutes to get to work, and I live 5 minutes away, 10 minutes away.
Yeah,
so.
And you know, on my way home, I couldn't see very well because it was snowing. I had people in front of me. There were a few roads I could have taken, but I don't know where they go, so I just didn't go onto those ones.
Well done, sir.
If there's a gate. Don't go through it.
Thank you, my friend.
Right.
All right, there you go. And one more here. Aaron, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Hi, Rick. How are you? What? It's snowing and hailing and lightning in Gresham.
Really? There was. Wow. Did you see that lightning last night?
Yes.
No, I thought it was a Transformers going off.
Todd the Corpse said that he said he was driving home and he saw six Transformers blow.
The sky's like green when that happens, isn't it?
This,
or like glows.
When I was downtown last night. Let's see. I dropped Sarah off, fed my dog, blah, 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 went to the bank, swung back here to do some work before the show. And I was driving through the middle of downtown, and it was a great view of the sky. I mean, it was dark and gloomy, but it was kind of beautiful in its own way. And there was rain and wind, and then the sky would just go ba 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 bam every now and a while. And it's just lightning is, you know, that's why you know that that's why primitive man thought everything was a deity or a god, because I mean it's even now as a modern man you find it a little terrifying.
Yeah, when those Transformers went off during the caveman days,
it's so loud. You heard a Transformer blow, man, they are loud.
Oh yeah, they're huge.
All right, thank you, Aaron. All right, there you go. That's Aaron. All right, Scott Dowley from FilmPeopleRadio.com. Scott, you've come here to review Rocky Balboa.
I have come here to review Rocky Balboa.
I'm glad you've come here to review it because I've been waiting for a long time.
As have I. And I was all set to go see Rocky Balboa last night and have my mom come over and watch our kids for us. My mom lives in Hillsborough. I live in St. Helens. And she had to drive over Cornelius Pass to get home. And I figured my mother's life was not worth me going to see Rocky Balboa. However, my partner in crime, Aaron Duran, did go see Rocky Balboa last night.
So it's good that you're here.
So, yeah. Shut up.
Man, I was actually really excited for that review, too.
So, you know, let's call Aaron.
So you haven't seen, all right. So Aaron has seen Rocky Balboa.
Yes. So,
so it's not the weather as such, that you weren't able to get a sitter.
No, exactly.
Where's your wife?
Exactly. My wife was working last night.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Hey, hang on. And so, it just didn't work out.
All right. So, let's see. So
maybe just call Aaron from the board.
I think he's
going to
feed.
Right here.
This is like George Bush style. He's going to feed you the answers.
Oh, okay.
So, Scott,
yes.
What did you think of Rocky Balboa?
Well, what did I think of Rocky Balboa? Expectations were high. Wasn't really sure if Stallone could score another knockout.
And?
However,
worst review ever.
It's failing miserably. The film is not perfect. However, it is equal to or a little better than Rocky III.
This is like what Rush Limbaugh's show was like when he was going deaf and he had to have somebody type the questions on the screen. Like weird long pause. Rush, what do you think about the liberal media?
Well,
The movie is really good. Adrian is dead, and that kind of sucks because, you know, it's Adrian, but I guess Talia Shire didn't want to be in it.
Right. And so how long after, I guess, the last Rocky does this take place?
The film takes place after the original Rocky or Rocky III?
Well, I mean, how Rocky old 5. Is Stallone? Where is it in Rocky's career? Where? How old is Rocky?
Essentially, it's after Rocky 4, because Rocky 5 in Stallone's mind never happened.
Oh, that's good. Excellent.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, I mean, the question is...
it's about 20 years after Rocky 4.
Did it deliver? I mean, is it?
Yes.
Did you watch? Did you get chills? Do you get the tears? You know, you're like, it's Rocky. I mean, does it punch you emotionally?
It does. When the music came up.
Do they start with the dun da da dun da da dun dun dun?
Damn straight.
Come on, that's so great. They start with "Gonna Fly Now." Oh,
yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, the opening to the original Rocky, where they just do that dun dun da da dun da da, and it says Rocky across the screen. I mean, grown men weep.
Yeah, oh, I do too.
It gives me chills just thinking about it.
When I saw the trailer for Rocky Balboa, the first time I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, Rocky.
Yeah.
And the thing I think that's really interesting about this one, that makes it not, oh, Rocky 6, the fact that he's calling it Rocky Balboa, it's a work of passion that Stallone is actually doing.
So it doesn't feel like going back to the well?
Right, exactly.
Is this definitively, and again, don't give anything away, but does this have a feeling that this is it? Finally, he's done with the character. This is the final statement on Rocky.
Yes, it does.
In other words, does this feel like a period on the end of the sentence?
Yes.
All right, it's the final word. And does that open today?
It opens Wednesday the 20th.
I am so there.
So this is Balboa. This is the end of Rocky Balboa, the end of Stallone's Rocky career. This is it. This is, as you say, the swan song.
All right, and a strong thumbs up from you, by which I mean from Aaron.
A strong thumbs up from Film Fever Radio.
Good cover. Good save.
Thank you.
All right, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, dude.
All right, there you go. Thank you. All right.
Wow.
Well, I'm looking forward to it. I really am.
I am, too. Actually, next week when I come in on Friday, I will have seen... I'm going to go pay and see this.
Well, and even if it's not fantastic, and of course it can never be as good as the original Rocky, but
right.
even if it's not, I'm looking forward to, you know, to sending the character off in a good, you know, with a good farewell.
Yeah,
because Rocky is such an iconic figure, which of course has been Stallone's problem.
And the cool thing about with Stallone is, I don't know if you ever visit Ain't It Cool News, but he's basically asking readers of Ain't It Cool News to email him questions, and he's answering every single question he gets.
Right.
And so he's really pushing it. He really understands that people like us, who've got a deep love for Rocky 2 and 3, even a little bit of 4, you know, and the fact that we want more, we want a Rocky film, not a studio-made Rocky film, but a Stallone-made Rocky film, which is what made the first Rocky so successful. He wrote it. It was his baby.
From what you know of Rocky Balboa, does it feel a little bit... Because the original Rocky felt very... You watch it now, it feels like an indie film.
It does.
It has low Completely. Budget, gritty.
Completely.
The others were really big and bloated.
Exactly.
3 and 4 especially.
Exactly.
Big and bloated.
Big bloated.
Does this kind of... Does he go back to the feel of the original Rocky, the look, the cinematography?
Definitely.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Let's take a break here. We'll come back. We'll pay our final visit to the Ministry of Truth today. We'll talk a little bit more with Scott Daly. We'll talk about the Die Hard review commentary coming up this weekend. What's new with the website. And we'll ask Scotty J a few more questions about his worst night ever. It's 503, and I hold here in my hands, by the way, the worst movie synopsis I've ever read.
Oh, fantastic.
Right there. Face down.
Great.
Back after this, it's the Rick Emerson Show. Don't go anywhere. The saddest part of the broadcasting day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Coming up at 3, like us. Don and Mike at 7. Don't forget, they're back with new installments on January 2nd, 2007. Tomorrow, the Fuel Show with Dennis Pitzenbarger et al. 9 to 11. And then Timnasium tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Ladies and gentlemen, make way for your president, prophet, seer, and revelator, Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
There is weird winter weather underway everywhere. Reports of snow in Vancouver. Also, east of there. And some parts of Portland, especially in the hills. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Jeb Bush has suspended all executions in Florida after medical examiners said, oh, that officials botched the insertion of needles when a convicted killer was put to death earlier this week. Dr. William Hampton, who performed the autopsy, said the execution of Angel Diaz took 34 minutes. That's twice as long as usual. They can't do that again. Hamilton refused to say whether he thought Diaz died a painful death.
What do you think? Really, even if there's no physical pain, that's got to be a stressful death. Look, I'm not trying to have a lot of sympathy for convicted killers, but Jesus. Sitting there for 34 minutes while I got... Look, I get stressed out at the dentist when they can't quite get that little paper bitey thing that they jam into your cheek to go in correctly. I can't even... Have you ever tried to donate blood? And the woman's like, I can't find the vein. Hold on. I get freaked out about that. Imagine there's a guy basically with a big tube full of arsenic he's trying to jam into your head. Hold on, stay still. Hey, can you get Becky in here? I can't quite get this to... Maybe if you put a foot on his chest and brace yourself. That's got to be a fun half an hour.
Well, anyway, they didn't always have lethal injections. Florida got rid of its electric chair after two inmates' heads caught fire during executions in the 1990s.
I'm sorry, we shouldn't
lethal have injections are portrayed as being more humane and reliable.
Seriously. But no.
I mean, these are people from Florida.
Really?
Yeah, in your face.
I'm talking about. After their heads caught fire. Old Sparky. Good God. In Utah, they still strap people to chairs and shoot them to death. So, I mean, it really is a lot of red states out there.
He's getting better. Senator Tim Johnson has opened his eyes and shown other small signs of recovery after his brain surgery. That's always encouraging to his family and the Democratic Party.
Ronald Reagan spent the last 6 years of his presidency barely even able to do that.
The reception of Nintendo's Wii video game console has been enthusiastic. Well, too enthusiastic for the younger set because the straps that are supposed to keep the game controllers on the hands of players, they're not working. After widespread reports of controllers flying out of the hands of overly energetic youngsters and causing a wee bit of damage to television set walls and bystanders.
Fantastic.
Nintendo is recalling 3.2 million straps and replacing them with better kid-proof straps. Just bring them back to the store and get the new straps. Ford Motor Company releasing a statement this afternoon calling reports that the company would make a four-door Mustang. Not true.
There's never been one, I don't think.
No, the Mustang is an icon and will continue in its current form, a unique two-door apparently, it's a 2x2 performance car. 2x2 refers to two doors.
Okay. I don't know whether that's true or not. It's car talk, so I'm just smiling and nodding my head.
And that's it.
And we're done, ladies and gentlemen.
We're done.
Thank you. Congratulations, Tim Riley. Greatest newsman ever. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Have a nice weekend.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you. No, thank you, sir. All right, it's Tim Riley. Rick, this email says, you are not 6 feet tall. I am 6 feet tall, and everyone who is 5'10 or 5'11 says that they are 6 feet tall. Schmucks like you make it so that I must say I am 6'1. Stop it. Stop it now. All right.
Well, I actually did take the tape measure, Rick, and I did to the inch, put a push pin in the wall that's exactly 6 feet high. And it's actually right behind you.
Oh, look at that.
It's that red one.
I'm exactly that tall.
That's a good 2 inches underneath your head there, right?
It's not. It's the pin is right. I don't believe that tape measure only goes to 5 feet.
It is not.
Feet.
No, it was very much. It took me like 5 minutes to do this. I actually measured
like a
it out. It was held taut, and then we put a pin at the 5 foot mark. Put another 12 inches. That's 6 feet.
It was like a Die Hard with a Vengeance puzzle.
According
we had to figure it out.
According to your kind of crazy
crazy tape
measure.
Oh, my
crazy! I'm a crazy inch system.
Your crazy system of inches and feet. Your crazy king's measurements.
And you don't. You know what? You're 5'10 because you still have your shoes on.
I was going to say the exact same thing.
You're not wearing your chucks either. You're wearing your shoes like a little heely thing.
Yeah, you got a good inch and a half there on your heels
yeah,
there.
You take off your shoes and let's measure you.
I don't wish to expose you to my foot odor.
It already smells in here. It's okay. No, I want to know for sure.
Hey.
I want to measure from the top of your head to the push pin and see how tall you are.
I hate you all. All right. You know, this didn't even start as a discussion of my height. This all started... You can't accept the fact that I'm a 31 waist.
Oh, look at that. This is probably a good 3 inches there.
You can't accept the fact that I have a slender waistline, Sarah Dillon. That's what this is all misdirected anger about my jean size. Sons of bitches. So
yeah, there's a good 3 inches there between the top of your head and that push pin.
I got you.
I'm sure you do.
Once you shut your mouth, first thing that came to mind, just be quiet.
All right. You're 5'10", dude.
I'm not 5'10".
5'10"?
5'10". Oh, that must hurt.
Does that mean, what does it say on your driver's license?
I don't think they list a height on driver's license. Tim said that they didn't do it anymore.
No.
Did you not put your shoe back on?
No, I know he did not.
You look really short right now.
Shut your mouth.
Does he not look really short?
Complete.
You look tiny. It's like
Kilroy
short.
Was here.
Tim just got his new license. He said they no longer put your height on license.
I got a new one about 2 months ago.
Really? Right there. Let's see if I have mine here. Hold on. Let's see what my license says.
Oh, my weight says 215. And that is true.
Okay, you goddamn sons of bitches. My driver's license, look at where it says for height.
You know what? They have never measured me or weighed me at the DMV.
My license says
one. Oh, my God, that's because you told them that.
That is not, they wouldn't, that's not true. The state doesn't
like,
just
like
take your
measurements. They're skilled in, like, looking at how tall you are.
You know,
like, oh,
you know what that means? You're lying on your driver's license.
Shut your mouth.
Is that your big brother's fake ID?
Yes, Mr. Daniels, Jack. also says,
how's the weather up there?
It also, shut up. God, I hate you guys. Fine. Also says my weight is 180. That's no longer true. All right. Let's see.
6'1".
John, shut up! John, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Hello.
Well, we'd like a photograph of you entering or exiting a 7-Eleven where they have those measured bars.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thanks.
Put your shoes off.
Thank
Put
you.
Your shoes back on, actually.
Thanks for that. Thank you.
Come on.
Okay, we're done. Thank you. All right, thank you. We're done. Thank you. Alexander, you're on the Rick Emerson Show.
Yeah, hey, I just wanted to say about the Mustang being a 2x2. It's not 2x2, it's 2+2, which equals fastback as contrasted to a coupe.
I just got my headphone cord stuck inside my shoe. What? Oh, it's a 2+2. Fast
well, the headphone cord probably added another couple inches to your height. So,
thank you, I appreciate that. There you go, that's Alexander. Let's welcome to the Rick Emerson Show our good friend Kristen from accounting, who joins us now. Hello, Kristen.
Well, howdy.
Hi.
Hello, Kristen.
Hi, Scott Daly. I have a little bone to pick with you.
Uh oh. What?
Well, I believe you blocked me from my participation in the Drunken Commentary this weekend.
I did no such thing. Aaron sent out the invites, and I believe on the e-invite, Kristen's name is on that e-invite.
It's on it, but when I talked to Aaron a couple of weeks ago, he's like, no, I'm sure we're going to try and do it on the weekend of the 9th. So when I was offered the opportunity to work and make some valuable cash, money, to buy my niece pretty things for Christmas, I said, no.
Well,
no, the Drunken Commentary is that weekend.
Well, that's
you're going to have to talk to Aaron about that, because I told him about a month ago that I was going to be in Medford on the 9th.
At one point, Court and Fatboy were going to be invited, too, and then that didn't happen.
They can go in my stead.
Yeah.
Now
well, no, because they're not on the list either, so they've also been...
Aaron said he was going to invite them.
He had ruminated on that. Maybe he never got beyond the planning. So anyway, they've been pruned from the list as well.
Well, they're invited. If they're listening, they're invited.
And I'm just very bummed, because this is going to be the coolest...
Well, Kristen,
it is the best
ever.
Christmas movie
it's
of all time.
It's going to be fantastic. But let me tell you something, Kristen, and I'm going to invite you to this. In February, we are going to do an all-female Drunken Commentary for Valentine's Day for the Princess Bride.
Excellent.
It's going to be the lovely Jen, my lovely wife Maxine. It's going to be Kat, our friend Kat, and Aaron and I will be the only two dudes there.
Excellent.
So, oh, I see.
Yeah.
Isn't that handy? So it's going
to
be a
Sarah
hot chick
is welcome
and
to
then
come
you.
As well.
Oh, I see.
Sarah's not even paying attention.
Yeah. Well, right. Can't you invite some handsome single guy for me, since all the other ladies are, you know, have significant others?
Sorry, Aaron and I are the only
need
dudes
to,
there.
Need
we can invite Clyde.
And okay,
Kristen, if you try to come if you can this weekend. It's tomorrow
I'm
night.
I'm working on Saturday night.
How
By
late?
The way, Kristen, you did a good job of weaseling drinks out of Scotty J yesterday.
I know, wasn't it?
Oh, hey, thank you. Speaking of which, you know, I for
Scotty J.
He offered. I didn't say go get me a drink. He was like, "Can I buy you a drink?"
Oh,
certainly you can.
We know what Scotty was trying to do.
Let's Scotty J.
Stand up. Is what he was trying to do.
Scotty J, please. Scotty J to the studio, please. Scotty! Oh, for the love of Christ. Scotty J.
Rick is going to go and drag him in by the ears.
Oh, I swear to God, if he's ducking me.
He's totally ducking me.
He's completely gone.
Kristen, you are welcome to any commentary.
I know, and the thing was, I haven't been able to make it to any of them, so I was like, I have to go to this one. I'm going to be at this one, and then it all kind of imploded.
Well, I meant to ask Scotty about, I wanted to get him here when we talk about this, but Scotty, first of all, did he buy you a lot of drinks last night?
No, he bought me two. Uh-huh. He bought me two drinks.
What's that about?
No, but you didn't ask, Kristen. You're like, Scotty, go get me another drink. And then he did it. But it was funny because she was...
That's fantastic.
Actually, she didn't really mean it. She didn't actually think he'd do it. He'd be like, he was like, okay.
Yeah, he lumbered off and bought me another drink.
Okay, pretty girl says buy drink. I buy drink.
All right, Scotty J. Hey, so...
And it was just two.
Scotty J, we're talking to Kristen from accounting here. How many drinks did you buy her last night?
Two, maybe.
Okay.
Right?
How many drinks did you buy the dancing ladies upstairs?
Oh, I don't know. They went away with $100, I think. I don't know. No, I'm kidding. I was only there for a couple minutes. In fact, I was very surprised.
The look of pleasure on your face made Rick and I leave. As soon as we walked up there and saw you, like, really enjoying it, I'm like, I couldn't be in the same room as you anymore.
Well, I couldn't believe it. I like, get up there and I just, you know, gosh, yeah.
And what, Scotty?
Was he sitting up there all by himself, drinking alone again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you were really host. You were, like, the drunkest I have ever seen.
And I got there at 10 and you were already drunk.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, because he had gone, while we were waiting for Rick to arrive, he went and had a couple of drinks up the street. Before he even got in.
There was some confusion last night, and there were some people that were supposed to be on the list that weren't, and I got this call from Scotty. He's like, hey, you know, I'm not on the list for whatever reason. I'm like, well, I'm on my way. I'll be there in a few. So in the meantime, you just left to drink by yourself?
Yeah.
So this is how Scotty killed time last night while waiting for me to arrive and get his name on the list.
That was at least an hour.
He just left and walked down the street to drink by himself somewhere.
Well, there was a karaoke bar right up the street. That's kind of cool.
And is it true, now I did not see this, is it true that after you came back from drinking alone at another bar down the street, is it true that you tried to do a shot of Crown Royal and you then squirted it out your nose somehow into your own eye?
Wait, he got cut off from the bar before we even got to Outlaws?
Well, no, see, here's the thing, Scotty called me at around 9, because I wasn't quite there yet. And he's like, hey, I'm not on the list for some reason. And I said, oh, that's okay. Well, you should be, but I'll get there in a few minutes and all. And so Scotty had gotten there kind of early. For whatever reason, his name wasn't on the list. And so while waiting for me, he just walks down the street and drinks alone at another bar for like an hour. Leaves Kristen at Outlaws.
No, I said she could go, but she didn't want to.
She didn't want to go wander off down the street where no one knows where she is while drinking with Scotty.
Right.
I don't know. The last time I saw her, and then she's like in a steamer trunk in a ditch.
Okay.
Severed at the torso. You tried to do a shot of Crown Royal, but you somehow sneezed it into your eye.
No, the deal is, you got to be a real man to do a shot of whiskey, right? And it just, I don't know.
That's only if you get it in your mouth, Scotty.
Yeah, I got it partially in my mouth, and you just have that feeling that it wants to come back up, and I think it just shot out of my mouth and splashed in the glass and in my eye, and it was the most painful thing I have ever felt, ever.
Are you trying to tell me, Sky J, that you have never taken a shot of whiskey?
No, I do that. I have quite a bit, but just for some reason, it just...
So you tried to do a shot of whiskey. You tried to do a shot. You yacked it back up into the glass, and it then splattered into your eye.
He threw it up into the glass?
He threw up into his eye.
It was just kind of a
And then into his eye.
It was like one big motion of...
I didn't know you threw it up.
And then
I didn't throw it up. It was in my mouth.
And then
your reflexes regurgitated it back into the glass. That's throwing up.
And then into the glass, but and then splattering into his eye.
I gotta tell you, that is the worst feeling you could ever have. The pain. It hurt.
All right.
Yeah. And you know, Rick, you can't beat yourself up about the intro, because I really don't think it looked as bad as you thought it did from the stage.
Oh, it couldn't have looked as bad as it felt. Forgetting my own name the first time.
That was pretty funny.
And then the second time when I'm like, so thanks for coming, and then the singer who doesn't know that I'm doing an intro, thanks for coming, Wailing Guns!
Well,
and then they just start to play.
Wailing Guns actually like kind of went up to him, put his hand on his arm and said, no, he's supposed to be there, something.
The guy, they had clearly not told most of the band members.
Yeah.
And by the way, we have somebody who says, I will be happy to be there for Kristen anytime she wants it. And then he signs it, work the mojo. Oh, yeah.
Work the mojo. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Thank you, Kristen.
No, thank you.
There you go. Aaron, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. Oh, is this the Aaron Geek?
Yeah, it is.
Hello.
Scott Daly.
What?
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 Okay, 2 months ago we said December 9th, which is when I initially invited the lovely Christian.
I believe 2 months ago I told you I was, because my vet in Medford was planned in early October.
Oh, I don't believe, I don't remember that conversation.
I believe I do.
There's a good chance we were drunk.
That's a possibility.
What time is the commentary taping tomorrow?
7.
All right, I will be there.
And we're going to have Little Smokies.
I'm sorry?
Little Smokies.
We're going to have Cheesy Smokies,
Cheesy,
right?
Little Smokies.
Oh, I thought you meant weed or something.
That might be there.
What do I know? I'm just going to say, we're going to have Little Smokies. I'm like, is that like little passing smoky. The smoking in the left-hand side?
Yeah. No, we're going to have that. We're going to have Twinkies. And we're going to have Coke drinks.
Oh, God.
In memory of Ellis. Poor, poor, sad Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
Booby.
Hans.
Booby.
Yeah. I'm your guy.
That's right.
Oh, God. All right.
So lots of rum and Coke, lots of Jack and Coke. It'll be a good time. All right. And
Scotty J is actually, he's requested help on how to swallow Crown Royal properly.
Would you like to know? Let me just...
Aaron, we should have Scotty J come tomorrow night.
You really should. Come on, just for the sheer comedy factor.
Let Scotty J,
you can come over tomorrow.
Can I read you the greatest email? Let me read you the greatest email ever. And this email, I should say, this is from somebody who knows Scotty, and the subject line is when he was single. I'm going to be very clear about this. The email does say when he was single. Back when he was single, Scotty J could crash and burn with the chicks like no other. Give him a few drinks and anything could happen. At our company Christmas party 1 year, I told Scotty not to drink. Well, he decided to drink. The party was at a hotel in Seattle. We were at the hotel bar and he walked up to some girl at the bar. A girl he had never seen before. And he told her, quote, My name is Scott. I'm in room 3505 and I'm effing you tonight.
Oh my God.
He was probably carried out of the bar by 6 guys. When asked about it in the morning, he said, I'm pretty sure that girl wanted me. My name is Scott. I'm in room 3505, and I'm effing you tonight.
That's beautiful.
There's really no other way to end the show.
My name is Scott at Jade. You take karate because we be kicking.
Okay.
Sorry. Scott.
Okay. Thank you, Aaron.
No problem, senor.
There you go.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
You know, Scotty keeps making too many references to the galaxy. I bet you $20 green money that he was at Union Jack's.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense.
It's right next door.
Right next to, and he loved the strippers upstairs.
He sure did. Scotty G loves them some naked ladies.
You're totally right, because we were at Outlaws, and
he keeps saying the galaxy. I'm like, I'm going to the galaxy.
There's a strip club upstairs at Outlaws, and they all kind of vanished up there. And we should say hello, by the way, to Barry, who's a listener we met up there.
Hello, Rick.
Yeah, thank you to Rick at Outlaws. Great time. We went upstairs, but then Scotty immediately sort of gravitated towards the strippers with like a glint in his eye, like a good times are ahead. And
there's something so uncomfortable about somebody that you know as a coworker, and then seeing them starting to become aroused. It's the most wrong thing. As soon as I saw Scotty starting to get that weird twinkle in his eye and this half grin, I'm like, I don't want to know what this looks like. I've got to go.
Hello, ladies.
Yeah, he started like slowly walking towards the stage.
Get a little swagger.
Oh, God.
I'm Scotty J.
I can't even see it.
And I'm effing you tonight.
And I'm wearing a mesh shirt. Three sizes too small, because I'm Scotty J.
Scotty.
Hello, Chris.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
It's been a heck of a day for me.
It sounds like Chris's grandpa.
Yeah. Hello there, children.
I've got really bad phone reception, and I've had static all day instead of AM 970.
Uh-huh.
I've had to travel down south, and I thought I'd still get a signal. So Aaron said you only teased 4 things, and as far as I could tell, you got to all 4 of them.
Yeah, bitches!
So how many push-ups is that right now?
I'm at negative one.
Wow.
Negative one.
I mean, Scotty J has to do a push-up, right?
Yes.
According to the rules I just made up.
Me too. I don't want to do it.
All right.
Scotty, come in here.
I don't think Scotty's ever coming in here again. He's just having no. All right, now he's still working off last night. All right,
make him do a shot of Crown Royal in there.
Oh, Yeah, right into his eye. Hey, you have to work to get a shot into your eye.
You have to work to throw a shot up, like, back into the glass.
So that's a small target.
What kind of man spits back out a shot of whiskey?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, but...
I don't know.
I think.
Thank you, Chris.
Amateurs.
Thank you. Have a good weekend, man.
You too.
Mailman Chris. All right, what's up on FilmFeverRadio.com?
We've got a new... Actually, we're going to record a show tonight here in a little bit. New show up, we're going to have our Geek Gift Guide this week, and we're also going to have our Die Hard commentary. We're recording tomorrow night, and it will be up next week.
Excellent. So I'll be there tomorrow to help...
Yes, sir. You and Clyde Lewis will be there. Vanished Twin Photography will be there. It'll be a good time.
Fantastic.
For everybody.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank Senior Radio Correspondents Ed McCarthy, Jim Roop, Lisa Goddard, Scott Daly, and Aaron Geek in the City Duran from FilmFeverRadio.com. The Rick Emerson Show, produced today and every day by the lovely and talented Sarah X. Dillon for AM 970 Solid State Radio. In the newsroom, it's Tim Riley. Scotty J is our PA and the manager of the Rick Emerson Office East is Dave Zinn. As always, thank you for listening. Don't let the bastards grind you down. Like us next. Don and Mike at 7. Tim Nasium tomorrow at 4 p.m. And before that, The Fuel Show, 9 to 11. Thanks for listening. Be safe. Bye.
Work the mojo. Oh, yeah.